beginnt gerade daf mit sagt das nas daf nun beginnt aber auf beginnt das macht beginnt was die gemara the gemara gives another shot for well, if you really say cuz I'm in a mess what do you have to say all a mess that nas is migalech so as the as tesco to where is the gemara rabba me says it's all necessary el rib binyon rib binyon when you have majority of the structure majority of the number of limbs shame them rib at some that doesn't even have a quarter of a cup of bones so it says behind you that's what means all a mess the gemara says when the mishnah teaches a case that is migalech all a mess is the leka ibishalm, you don't have a full limb, a lerusanaka. It's just teaching you a chiddush, imbem reivat somas, that doesn't even have even a quarter of kava bones. Because actually, the shrew, the nazar, bachatzi kava is actually a half a kava. The avbishem reivat somas even doesn't have a quarter of a kava bones. Still a megalech, he has to cut his hair off for that. Kim yeshba reivat bin, reivat minim, because since it has the majority of the structure, the majority of the limbs, even though it doesn't have a ketzayim lames, it doesn't have a rebat tzamas, it doesn't have even aver echad. So that's a saying. That's the case of alames shalom. Now, aval imin, but rebat binyan rebat minyan says, but that's what it's saying. But if it doesn't have the majority of the structure, the majority of the number of limbs in megalech, you don't have to cut up to here. Il mekin yesh bechad dekav. Only has a half a kav. Because like we said in the Mishnah, in megalech al oil rebat tzamas, that it doesn't have to cut up his here being in the same oil of just a quarter of a kav of bones. Now, this is from the Gazi, there are certain texts that have that the halacha mes was only necessary for the skull and the spine. Shema Rebbe Tzomis does not have a quarter cup of bones. And so too, later on, the B'nun Gimel Menav, Park the Gemara as well, Rebbe said, it's only necessary in the case that when the spine and the skull don't have a quarter cup of bones. And the question of the Blametzini Shem Rebbe Balm, we don't find actually Rebbe saying that anywhere. Imloy Kan, unless over here. Kachi Gibis Ram, can never the Gersa is that not Rebbe Binyan Rebbe Minyanai, Shem Rebbe Tzemes, rather for Shadr and Gugos. So I said, like you're saying, like, actually, we don't have this Gersa, because the Hechim and Sinai, how could you say that Alamez the Masin, the case of Mishnah that talks about Alamez? Is Arab Shadr and Gugos talking about the spine and the skull? Because the Masin in the head, but the Mishnah explicitly says, Vala Shadr and Gugos. So it explicitly talks about that case. What do you need this for? Therefore, the gears has to be like we have it. El binyan only when you have majority of the structure. Blaytan must be which a mission doesn't explicitly talk about. And for that reason, it also makes sense. Amaylo mishani rabba. Why doesn't rabba and John mishin the whole mishnah always? Can mishani halamess like explains over here? What does halamess mean? The gdani also because there it says lerev binyan minyanai. From the scene to all this, because I'm ahead of Rebbe Rebbe Minyan, the Metam Boil. So you have to say what the Alamess is like Rebbe Yechanan. You have to say what the Alamess is like Rebbe Yechanan. Not like Rebbe says over here from Mishnah. Now, Vim Kim, but if that's the case, it comes out also like Rebbe Yechanan. Tan Vashayb Masin Rebbe Yechanan Rebbe Minyanai, that it must have been that our Mishnah left out the case of Rebbe Yechanan Minyanai. Israel is Nazim Galechle, if he holds Nazim Galechle, because he already explains Mace a different way than Rebbe. So if you hold like Rebbe, you have to say the Mishnah just doesn't mention it. The next test must begin with the Gemara, which test actually adds on the word Tana Banan. Then the brisa that what's being discussed over here is not the Gemara's question, but it's a brisa that says Ezel Netzel. What's Netzel? It's Basa Meshach Kadosh. It's the flesh of that person that congealed. As Tosfos says, Kachi brisa. This is a brisa, which is what as the Tosfos quotes towards the brisa is Basa Meshach Kadosh. The flesh of that person that congealed, meaning Shenimurcha Basa Metchila. That first the flesh it melted, and then it congealed. And so too, as Tosfos quotes Mahil Shertiach, if the liquid that oozes out bubbles. Moyla eats a mess. This is the liquid that oozes out from a dead person. And it was bubbled in the fire. The other six is in bubbles. Hi, Netzel, that's Netzel. Because I said, the opposite of that is Matam Ba'il contaminates in the same room. So the Gemara's question is as Taisa quotes, Hechad, what's the case Toma? Elo Yidin the day who, if we don't know that it's him, claim in other words, we don't know if this liquid that's oozing out is from the flesh of a dead person that dissolved. Or from his spit and his phlegm, Shein term, which are Tahar. So the words of the Gemara, Kikarsh Ma'aba, when the Gachil's, who cares? As Tosfos explains, Hey Megalech HaSafik. There's a, yeah, you think you do the right thing when you have to do Tikalachas, but actually during the Zeres, it's actually Aser. So how can you do it based on the Safik? And as the words of the Gemara, Yedin the Dedehu, and if you know that it's coming from him, so then Ma'avagav like Karsh. As Tosfos says, Nami. Then even if it doesn't congeal, but only the Kosh, why has to congeal? Kiyudin, Shumim Basanes, since you know it's from the flesh of a dead person. So the Gemara answers as Tosfos quotes, "Umibirmi b'stam." Says when it's unspecific. In other words, the adina the bomb is ames. Yeah, we know it's coming from the dead person. Avlo adina mayazem. We don't know this liquid that's oozing out. It's a b'sarach mekirchem. It's coming from the flesh or from his spit. So that's what we're saying. As Tosfos quotes, "Kirish if it congeals, vadi mayel." It's for sure the mayel, which is habom and basames is coming from the flesh of the dead person. But ve'i like kirish if it doesn't congeal, kirchem neivu. Then we know it's his spit and his phlegm. Bachanami shlofash kabetich says Tosfos that you could explain the same thing for the other variable of the bubbles. Deloyedin that we don't know, as some gesers have the words mimahu what it's from. But the chiyutich v'helu yosich, but if you bubble up and it bubbles, v'ademoyel abom ha'mesu, then it's definitely the liquid that's oozing out from the dead person. But that's what Netzel is. But loyedich, if it doesn't bubble, kichmanihu must be not the decomposition, but rather the spit and the phlegm of the dead person. That's not going to be considered as Netzel. Now the Gemara had a question. As Tosfos quotes, "Yesh netzel behema." Is there netzel for behema? As Tosfos explains, if you have kizayis v'navele, avosal piece of a dead animal, shenir kameil that decomposes on its own benimoch and it dissolves, mi mitam magamase is going to contaminate by touching and by carrying, oilab or not. But Tosfos explains, v'loyla in giluch nazikabay. Obviously, because that's all the tumas mess of them. But Tomer regarding tumas navele, is it going to have the halacha of netzel of tuma? So the question was, do we say that it was only said by Adam and behema not, or maybe there's no difference? So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Well, this all is, well, according to one of the holds, as Taisa quotes, the words of the Gemara, Tuma Chamucha. That when it comes to the Sefer Tuma, like as Taisa says, Tuma is the veil Tuma of a dead animal, which Latama Adam contaminates a person through touch and through carrying, where that Tuma of, let's say, dead animal is Ad Liger, as Taisa explains. Asher Tesu Melech Liger, until it's invalid, from it's unedible for a human, for a Ger, for the resident convert to eat it. Because it's like it says, Yadal Liger, Shabashrecha, Tenen Vachola, that he's mekabel shav mitzvah b'nei nech, but he eats not kosher, so he's not prohibited. So you give the dead animal to the ger taisham, which teaches haru leger kri nevela, which is fit for the human that's a ger to eat it. That's called nevela latam magamasa, to contaminate by touching or carrying. Now ma'achol here keep it chenyruya, since it's not fit, lemetama sagam tama, because it's decomposed. No one eats decomposed netzel. So like lemibay, you can't even ask the question me the yesh netzel is netzel, because I feel like the limit the yesh netzel, even theoretically it would be netzel behema, achdar would be tara anyways, given the ground there's some lachas ger, because it's not edible for a ger to eat. Now the next part, which is not really pertinent for our sugya, v'tumakala pish, in other words shah oichlin, some says have the words tumayin, where other food items that are tuma shein matama el kabeya, which only contaminates the size of an egg, l'shah oichlin mashkin, for other food items and beverages, matama tumas oichlin, they contaminate tuma of food items. That is, like we say, ala kalev. It's actually even slumachiz kalev. That's only not going to be metam anymore. Only if it's inedible, even for a dog. Which says, "My high sima." This ending, lo nafkim idle sugi. That's not really teaching anything. For our sugi, elag abreisha pnekte. It's parenthetically because the first half of the halacha that we picked it. So okay, that would make sense. That it wouldn't be relevant the question. But as Tosfos quotes, where the gemara lemad the metamach amurad la kalev my. But according to one that holds that even the severe level tuma is up until it's inedible by a dog. So what? In other words, claim, and as Tosfos says, what the Gemara is saying, according to that, we could ask the question, Mihav, and the Gemara says, Netzel shel behema, do we say that the Netzel, that is liquid that oozes out of a dead animal, Choshev Gelas and Mele, is considered like the flesh of the dead animal, Metamlod Magmas, and we contaminate the person through touching and by carrying, Shara Katri or Lekelev, it's still edible, at least for a dog, or like Mir, Netzel behema, the Choshev Gelas, maybe we didn't learn out this tradition of that Netzel by an animal that we consider as flesh. Although it's edible for a dog, still after Baal Mahaba, we'd consider it as just dust, and it would not contaminate. So says Gemara, as Tezuko is Tashima, it's being a raya from the valley of Brysa. Brysa is in Chuba, or if you dissolved it in the fire, Tame, it's going to be Tame, which Tezuko explains, Gabin Nevelas, if Tarmisanya, in Chundav Kovchof, and now this is taught regarding the Nevela, the dead kosher bird. Now, but Himchu, but if let's say you dissolved it, Leshuman, Shonavez, Olaf Tar, the fats of this kosher non-slaughtered bird, but or in the fire, so that's what the Bryce says is Tosfos called Tame. That's Tame, because Mishmach le'nesam le'chilis kelev, or the girsa should be la'adam, it's still edible, because derech la'am chashem b'or, people always take fats and heat it up on the fire, and they make this schmaltz, this oil out of it. So that's still edible for dogs, for humans, so that's still going to be Tame. But as the words of the Bryce are, b'chamatar, but if it was heat up in the sun, it's going to be tar. Because he's explained, when it's heated up in the sun, it gets putrefied from the heat of the sun. It doesn't cook the same way as a fire. It's not fit for to be eaten by a person. Now the question of the Gemara is, wait a second. That, as Tosfos quotes, with the Gemara, if you're going to think to say that there is netzel for an animal, and the same thing would apply to a non-slaughtered kosher bird, then, as the words of the Gemara, the sun also, what, as Tosfos explained, letame, it should still be metame, the katu ro, like, because it's still edible for a dog. Obviously, there's no netzel. But as Tosfos explains, the first half of the halacha is not difficult, but it was heated on the fire, since you heated it up, you melted it by yourself, that's better than netzel. That's only when it decomposes and it melts by itself. But one thing you see is obviously there's no netzel for behemo or for aiftar. Shan Digmar answers, Tosfos quotes, no, emas kamamchu. When is it being melted? The bus of the kamisach, after it putrefies. When you leave it on the sun, it doesn't just, it's after it's putrefied. Bus the asach, after it putrefies, as Tosfos from the sun, mavish l'ma'ay, that's really bad. where the havli kaafra, that's like dust, meaning as tais explained, the afli kelvin ra, it's not even fit and edible for a dog. And therefore, v'lo yidamel nesel behemoth, you can't compare it to the nesel of an animal shenimcha b'lei chama, which that's a regular case, it just dissolves without the sun. For our kaafli kelvin, that's still fit for a dog. Maybe we would say nesel, so it's no raya from this case when it was dissolving in the sun. So the Gemara says, okay, it's not hasam. Oh, so okay, that so that was no raya. But then the Gemara brings a related discussion. As Tosfos Tanan, his gears is Hasim over there, which is the Perek Chamish Machshirin, the fifth Perek Machshirin, which you see the following related halacha. It says, Kol Anitzok Tahar, which is, Shem Yitzok Ve'ira, that if one pours Mashkin Tahirim, pure liquids, it'll take Mashkin Tamim into impure liquids, Mimalamata, going from top down. So the halacha says, the Mishnah is Leinit Matar, and the pure liquids on the top do not become Tamim, because the Nitzik and the Chibur, a flow, does not connect, not for impurity, not for purity. Now, but the Tanakhama says, besides for dvash hazifim, which perik basa de seita and daf mechesem beis mefarish rabbiichin and rabbiichin sin my zifim. What's this zifim honey? It's dvash mishmeziyafim meisid from the word of ziyuf of honey that they forge, meaning l'fishu obvious medesins and very thick honey. Masim b'mem, so they put in water. Veinek is not recognizable. Or pshimon lakusham he says Hashem mekami because of the place. Something like it says the pasuk in Yeshua zif betelim b'baloi. So it's the name of a place. Be that as it may, very thick honey. Tzapiches. Which is kind of like we find the pasuk of the monk, it's a bichas bedvash, which claim in other words, shadoi da'isim and the kavedas, which they take it out of the beehive, mu'udav mashabit together with the honeycomb, with the wax. Baruch pir, which are very thick, sticky. Baruch pir, she explains, isa shemetugenes bedvash. It's actually dough that was fried with honey. Be'elu nitzik tam. In these cases, the Tanakhama holds that the flow would be metam. Av harvest, since it's very thick, chashav echad, it's considered as a food item. Ke'ilu ha'elyim ha'tachtim rabbi nechad b'zeh, then it's as if the upper and the lower are actually mixed together. L'kech ha'nisei ha'barchiv, and therefore in that case, it is going to be considered as connected.